It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, live from Stadium Swim inside Circa Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We appreciate you guys hanging out with us here at Circa Las Vegas. We are at Stadium Swim. The fact that it's warmer in Chicago than it is here in Vegas is a thing.
That really is a thing. I agree.
For our purposes, though, this has been delightful.
Well, hold on. No, it's cloudy. One star. I'm giving this entire experience one star. But I did just have two lobster corn dogs.
You did.
Off a platter of lobster corn dogs.
I thought that they were maybe just going to bring you like two.
I asked. I was going to be fine with that, but apparently they only come in a platter, which is genius.
I mean, those two guys are Score listeners. I'll give up one of mine.
Yeah.
I'll give up both of mine for those guys.
I agree. Well, Ray's going over to have another one.
I mean, you didn't have to destroy the whole thing.
One down.
There's napkins over there, Shane. You need them.
Yeah, you
definitely need them. But you could show the people the lobster corn dog on Twitch if you wanted to.
No, it's gone now. It's been swallowed in one bite. But, yeah, let's give them away to the Score listeners, man. There's plenty
right
of them
there.
Call the contest line. We'll send you a lobster corn dog.
No. Well, maybe. We can do that. Yesterday was weird because there were – maybe I'm just attuned to it. Tanny, I don't know if that's how you felt. Shane, I don't know how you felt, but – everywhere I looked yesterday, I was like, oh, there's an ex-White Sox.
Carlos Rodon was the opening day starter in Yankee Stadium for the first game of the day on ESPN.
Right. And you're just looking up, and you're like, oh, well, there's another ex-White Sox.
It's hard to ignore when we have the gigantic screen, and Gavin Sheets has extended camera time on the Padres broadcast after hitting a bomb late in that ball game. We're like, man, they're showing a lot of Gavin Sheets during this broadcast.
Well, I mean, he had the best day of anybody. I mean, Rodon got a win. But Gavin Sheets, dude, and we'll talk about T.A. Moncada and some other stuff, but Gavin Sheets, I mean, you got to have liked Gavin Sheets when he was here on some level, Lawrence. I did.
Absolutely. I think that he has such a beautiful swing.
He's got a beautiful, pure, left-handed power swing,
yep.
Without a doubt. And as a guy, like, really fun, down-to-earth.
Thoughtful.
Thoughtful, easy to talk to, son of a major leaguer who knows he got lucky with some of that and has worked hard. And the fact that he debuted as a right fielder, like, I don't remember whether he debuted as a right fielder, but I know he did a lot of right field. Him and Berger coming up and playing out of position from the get-go. I remember laughing about that with him, and he had a great attitude, willing to do whatever the hell they needed him to do. He was tied for the lead in spring training home runs of anybody in baseball. Had a great spring, surprisingly made the Padres, and then had a big day yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday he came through in a big moment off the bench for the Padres.
Got a pinch hitter. It's Padres debut for Gavin Sheets. Had a great spring training.
Well, power was the thing for Sheets, right?
Six home runs as Hector Neris takes over here for Atlanta. But, yeah, Sheets put on a power display during spring training.
Boy, Hector Neris, he's been around. 62 games last season. ERA just above four. More strikeouts than innings pitched. Four-seamer, split, sinker, and a slider. Oh, it didn't have to be now. It was on the corner, all right.
Up.
Fourth and K.
Really, the last 14 games of the spring is where he did the most damage. I think 466, the home run, six of them, 11 RBIs, really found his timing at the plate. 435 major league games with the Chicago White Sox. His experience before his arrival here in San Diego.
Ouch, bad. 41 wins last season for the Pale Holes, the South Siders.
It's a tough season.
Ooh, it's a rough summer. Gavin's dad played in the big leagues for the Orioles, Larry Sheets, back in the day. Baseball's in his blood.
Payoff pitch. Fly ball, center field, struck pretty well. Harris going back at the wall. It's gone! First AB in a Padres uniform for Gavin Sheets. He takes it out of the yard. Ties the score 4-4.
He can get to a high fastball out and away, going El Centro.
Beach balls come out onto the field and right center.
How awesome is this? We just got done talking about his spring training. Gavin Sheets with the round tripper. They call him Sheetsy. It's always nice to have that threat off the bench, a guy with one swing of the bat to tie it, take the lead. Oh, we just saw it right there.
First time he has homered on opening day in his career. And hard holding back the smiles.
Oh, yeah, that guy's the Sheets right there.
That is well done.
That is
well done.
What does he
by
say?
The Padres.
He's the Sheets. That is Don Orsillo and Mudcat Grant. That is a really good broadcast booth. Orsillo used to be with the Red Sox and Jerry Remy. Now he's out there in San Diego.
I also like on the corner of what? Fourth and K. I like that too. There's a lot of fun stuff going on there.
You heard the beach ball interrupt play for a second there in the middle of that, and then another beach ball went on the field after the home run. That's life as a Padres fan.
You
right
better
now.
Believe it.
Let me tell you, that home run by Gavin Sheets ended up taking a win away from the Atlanta Braves starter, Chris Sale.
Oh, and by the way, guess what pitchers are matching up tonight in San Diego?
Dylan Cease and Ronaldo Lopez?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
No way.
Yes. They're everywhere.
They're love all that. Over the ex-White Sox are out here in these streets,
well,
y'all.
Well, discerning listeners will notice that Gavin Sheets hit that home run off Hector Neris, who apparently can be bad in other innings than the ninth. I wasn't aware. I thought he was only bad in the ninth, Cub fans.
It's true. Now, let's talk about something that went down over on 35th and Shields. And, Spiegs, I know that you were super attuned to this. It was a homecoming of sorts, a weird one because it's opening weekend. Two guys that played for the White Sox for a long time. You had Yoan Moncada end up pinch hitting late in that game and getting on base. And you had Tim Anderson back there playing second base for the Angels. Let's take a listen to the way both of those guys are received, and let's start with T.A.
Well, it's the greatest sport in the world, and we're so happy it's back. And Tim Anderson getting exactly what he deserves from this crowd here in Chicago. a true face of the franchise in his time with the White Sox, trying to revive his career with the Angels. And a chance to give them the lead early. Anderson takes ball one.
Doesn't happen all that often. He's generally up there swinging at the first pitch, too, especially after that great standing ovation by the fans here in Chicago.
Luke Appling, the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas, and Tim Anderson, the only White Sox to win batting titles. Anderson did it in 2019. Some memorable moments.
That is a great call by Wayne Randazzo.
Yep.
Scores own former Score colleague Wayne Randazzo doing Angels games on TV and nailing it. Love the Luke Appling reference and all of that. And TA got the love.
And I'm not surprised at all. A guy that won a batting title, won a Silver Slugger, went to two All-Star games. You never questioned how hard he was playing and how badly he wanted to be the thing that everyone wanted him to be.
That's it right there, Lawrence. To me, that when you think of White Sox fan DNA, and really, at its best, it's Chicago fan DNA. We're a hard-working town. We love hard-working players. We love guys who care. And Tim was embraced, and he embraced what it was to be a White Sox player in some lean times.
Yes.
As he was coming up.
He became the face of it.
Yeah, so you know, he became the face of it, and for a while he was one of the only things to feel good about.
Yep.
And he loved that. And he brought swagger. He brought his version of Alabama swagger to the South Side and was embraced. And like before all the stuff where it went bad, and the penultimate moment, of course, is, you know, the Joe Buck calling him the face of baseball. But go back to the beginning and remember what the relationship was as T.A. busted his ass. That's why he's beloved still yesterday and will be forever, frankly.
And made his home here.
Yes.
He wasn't one of the guys that when the season was over, he just left. He was out in the South Burbs. He was out here with people that that he felt like he was representing.
And I know it turned bad, but he and his wife with the pasta and Benetti calling out the pasta, and he and his wife doing all sorts of charity work with youth guidance.
100%.
With a lot, with his own foundation and his own work, man.
I had a moment with T.A. where he was hanging out with the Amateur City Elite kids at White Sox. And they
said, I remember
said,
you had that.
And I he was nervous. And he's like, you know, can you help me out with all this? I'm like, all of these kids here, they want to be you.
Uh-huh.
It's just going to happen naturally. Like, you don't have to do anything but be yourself.
Man.
And seeing how those kids reacted to him and how he reciprocated that love and affection from them, I am not surprised one bit that that's how people reacted to him.
And then later in the game, as you mentioned, Yoan Moncada came up and had a pinch hit plate appearance, and it sounded like this.
Look who is pinch hitting at the plate. Former White Sox, Yoan Moncada, makes his first appearance in an Angels uniform.
They are familiar faces.
Not as kind of a reception as Tim Anderson received.
Well, number one, he wasn't here quite as long or near as effective as Tim was.
Or on the field.
Or on the field occasionally, but he's trying to resurrect his career in that Angel uniform.
Tim Anderson got a great ovation from White Sox fans here earlier today, but Yoan Moncada is getting the opposite.
Maybe they were saying, yo.
That could be. That's very optimistic.
Yes.
Ball one to Moncada. It was a different story for Moncada. It was so much was put on him because he was the main attraction in the deal that sent Chris Sale to the Red Sox. It was Moncada and Michael Kopech coming back. But at the time, Moncada was considered one of the best prospects in all of baseball, and everyone thought he was going to be a perennial All-Star. It didn't work out that way, largely because of injuries.
That's Wayne Randazzo.
That's amazing context by the Dazzler, man.
You bet. And how about Mark Gubiza with the hopeful? Maybe they're saying, yo.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
And look, when do you think Yoan Moncada got to the White Sox?
I was there, but my brain is foggy through this rebuild.
2017.
Yeah,
17.
He was a White Sox for a long time.
So there was plenty of Moncada history and context. that did not match what Tim Anderson brought to the history and the context.
And their wins above replacement?
Yeah.
The same.
No way, man. It's fascinating.
But it speaks to your point.
Well, a couple things. Randazzo was right that Moncada was a high-end trade acquisition and came with expectations in a different way. And that's a good point. But what Moncada wears and has to own is that he came off like a guy who didn't give a crap. He came off like a guy who did not try to get the most out of himself. While TA was busting his ass and failed because his skill set didn't compute or whatever, he did work on his defense. He did try to, you know, work on some play discipline. Moncada came off like a guy who didn't care. So he gets to wear the underachieving ugliness of the era forever, whereas TA is going to wear what he was for the 4 or 5 years before it.
It's
fascinating to me.
It's wild. And when you look at Moncada, he's got all the stuff. And you go, man, you got all the stuff. You can hit for power. You can hit for average. You walk. You can run the bases well.
Yep.
You can play a couple different positions defensively. And it just felt like, come on, man. Like, just if you could – COVID Moncada, I wish the level of effort that he gave while playing with long COVID was the effort he gave every night. And I mean, I remember being at the ballpark when he had made the conversion over the third and seeing him wanting to put in the work and getting out there early with White Sox coaches and trying to take grounders and get better. And just something never connected. And he never connected with the fan base.
No, he never did. And why? Well, and I mean, look, and part of it is the language barrier, you know?
Well, we broached it yesterday. We asked the same about Tim. Is his career different if Ricky Renteria stays? You could ask the same question about Moncada, possibly.
Yeah, the connection was there. Yeah.
And that's when he had his best kind of year way. In 2019 when Renteria was still here.
Yeah.
I'd give some props to – I mean, we gave some to Randazzo. I'll give some props to Shriffin, too. I think that he just let that moment happen, and he was like, whoa. Like, he didn't go overboard in either of it. I just think he let it happen. And he's like, let me fill in the blanks for people on here.
And Stoney filled in some blanks.
That's good.
Sometimes
you have to let the audio in the ballpark just ride and let people hear what the reaction is and then react to that. I thought it was a good piece of broadcasting by him. When can we get him on the PVP? No? All right.
The PBP next week will have, I don't know.
Who is it next week?
Dave Sims.
That's better.
Dude, that's love.
Dude, my guy.
Maybe not better, but
that's love, man.
No, Dave Sims is one of the absolute gems in the broadcasting business. He started off his Yankees career yesterday at the age of 71.
Wow.
A 50-year New Yorker.
Wow.
50-year New Yorker. Who now gets a chance to do the Yankees broadcast with his dear friend Susan Waldman. They were at WFAN at the same time at the beginning of WFAN, and now Sims and Susan are the Yankees voices.
Look, you love play-by-play.
I adore it, man.
You love the art form.
And I was thinking about it all morning yesterday.
And when you said that, I didn't realize how old Dave was. When you said that, I kept thinking, if 20 years from now someone offered you that opportunity, how do you think you would receive it?
Well, here to put a point on it, I am the same age right now as Dave Sims was when he got the Seattle Mariners job. That was his first baseball job.
That's wild.
He had done a lot of other play-by-play, you know, college basketball.
Westwood won football.
Westwood
was on the team with Hub.
You bet.
That famous clip we always played.
Hub Akish is here. Does it get any better than this?
Yeah.
Dave Sims. And he sounds like that.
Fats Domino, right?
Yeah. Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt.
By the way.
Antoine Fats Domino.
For the record, when Dave Sims calls you on the phone, it sounds like this. Hey, Maddie, how you doing? What's going on? Hey, what's going on, everybody? Everybody doing all right? Like, he's just that guy. But yeah, same age when he got his first baseball job and a former talk show host. Yeah, man, he and I have talked about that quite a bit, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, it enters my mind. But he had done a world full of play-by-play. But, yeah, he's the guest on Tuesday. It's a great conversation. I'm thrilled. It's coming out. The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on Tuesday.
Okay.
Do you see that as a path for you?
You dream of it. You dream of it, but who knows, man. I'm very happy doing this right here.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
You don't have to say that because we're here.
No, it's true.
You can say that you want
you
that.
Just we're just having a conversation.
Here in Vegas. You like being
yeah,
here.
Here. Here,
like,
here,
if you can
here.
Do this every day.
Like you see a guy your age yeah. who gets that job. Mm-hmm. Do you think of that as something for you at your age?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you think about it.
You're good
but,
at it.
But thank you. I appreciate that. But what I really think of, I see myself eventually in Montreal.
Doing your passion, teaching, right?
Teaching.
You've always
mostly,
talked about
if I could teach either at Alabama or DePaul remotely from Montreal, then we're getting somewhere.
And then spending the winters in Arizona?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Spend the winters in Arizona.
Love Phoenix.
Lawrence, that's a great suggestion.
I figured I'd just round that out for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Great
and maybe
idea.
And maybe do a little radio on the side.
Whenever it feels right
yeah.
to do it.
Yeah.
That's a nice dream.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
I mean, and by then, maybe the Expos are back.
Maybe I'll be hanging out with Yuppie up there. You know? Maybe I can get an Expos job.
Maybe you're the Expos play-by-play guy.
It could be.
See?
Oh, wow.
It could be. Yeah. And I got an idea. I'm going to launch a podcast, The House of M. What do you guys think?
Good idea. It actually would work because House of M played a role in why my pod is called House of L.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a triple entendre.
See, I thought it was Superman in the House of L with E L.
Correct.
Yes.
But there's also a House of M in Marvel, which was a pretty seminal thing.
Ah.
So it was kind of a big deal.
Gotcha.
So
as are you, Matt Spiegel.
No more mutants ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, House of M could totally work for you as a pod, for sure.
Should we stay on the play-by-play hit?
Yeah, I was trying to lead you there because I know that there was a really special moment for the Spiegel family.
It really was.
Spiegel was beaming at dinner last night.
Yeah, he was, and he couldn't stop, and it was great. It's great to see that. It's always fun when you get to see whether it's your mentees or your family.
Yeah, man.
When they win like that, God, it feels good. So we're going to share a great story from the Spiegel family that you may have missed on opening day. That's next here on The Score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you love your phone but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.